Oh God, let all the people praise you. The responsorial psalm pretty much summed it all up beautifully. Did you hear the call we are all called to in those readings? And the call is you're here. The call is you're in these pews and we're in the church. And that's the call. And what's that call mean? It's a meaning to be holy. Each and every one of us, every one of God's children are called to be holy. That's why we're here. I find it interesting that last week and this week we have two different faith stories, basically. Last week, the gospel, Peter stepped out. He trusted Jesus for a moment, just a moment, right? And he stepped out in the water, and then he took his eyes off of Jesus, and he fell in. But what did Jesus do? He saved him. Peter, you of little faith, why did you not trust? And then today's gospel, we hear this encounter with Jesus and the Canaanite woman. What's interesting about that is in that time, in that culture, those two should have never, ever spoke to each other. A woman of the Canaanite Gentile was seen as taboo to speak to a Jewish person, man especially, and a rabbi at that. And for Jesus to speak to her was totally against every rule that they had inside of their traditions. So initially, he didn't respond at all. The second time, the disciples were like, get rid of her. But he said, we don't give away what the children are supposed to get. But what does she say? Even the dogs get the scraps of the master. What glorious thing did Jesus do for us in this reading? He opened up his mission to the world for all of us. And that's exactly what happened in the first reading. Can you imagine Isaiah, those many thousands of years ago, prophesizing that it's not just the children of God, the Israelites, it's the whole world. And this is the house of prayer I want all of my people to be in. And then we have in the second reading, Romans, where Paul is teaching to the Gentiles. And he expresses his frustration. He said, my own brethren have denied the teaching of Christ. But guess what it did? It opened up the door for me to be here with you, teaching you, bringing it to us today. We are those Gentiles. We are being taught. We come here to receive the word of God. Now, what's challenging about all that? The pews are not full. The churches across the nation, across the world, are not full. What has happened? It's interesting, when I really reflected upon this, I said 2,000 years ago, Jesus and Paul are starting this process to build this church, and built it to this incredible, beautiful church. And today, we have more and more. There was a survey that came out a couple weeks ago that said it again, that more and more people are saying they do not believe in God. How has that happened? I sum it up in some very simple things. We have let ourselves get distracted. We have let ourselves get pulled away. Our kids are playing softball, football, lacrosse, name it, drama on Sunday mornings. We don't have time to go to church, so we start that process of not coming to Mass. The political world, we're divided beyond those doors. Where is the healing that we need to get through all of the mess that's outside in that secular world? Where is it? It's right here. It's right there in that tabernacle. It's right where our beloved Father Brendan is going to bring us, Jesus Christ, full body, blood, soul, and divinity, to our souls. We need this every week to be able to walk out that door, to be able to be strong enough to know what's right and what's wrong, to know I have to be back here next Sunday and the following Sunday and the following Sunday. My challenge to all of us in this room today is every single one of us knows fallen away Catholics. Invite them back. Do something to do a next step. Take them to dinner. Whatever it might be, bring them back to the church. Bring them back to this table that feeds our soul and our spirit. I want to end with one very short story because it touched my heart when it happened, and it still touches my heart to this day. 10 years ago, it was Easter Sunday, and I am bringing our son Joe with me to early. So we got here to save some seats. We're sitting about where Michael and Teresa and Kathleen and are sitting right now. And we sat down, and we prayed, and then Joe leaned forward. Dad, why are we here so early? And I said, well, son, at Christmas and Easter, there's a whole lot of people that come to Mass only at Christmas and Easter. And he sat back. And a couple minutes later, he leaned forward, and he said, Dad, that is so sad. So I challenge all of us to find our holiness and to go out and invite people back to these pews. Amen.